We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bloomberg comes off as, hello, get out of my way. I'm rich and you're not. To me. Arrogant, pompous, aloof. Trump comes off as the guy at the bar who you got hammered with, and they're calling the woman at the end of the bar with the tattoo nasty names, and you like that. Just saying. Bloomberg comes off as the guy, would you please give me the foie gras? Trump comes off as the guy who eats the Mickey D's in his underwear in the morning and doesn't mind ketchup on his t-shirt. And you like that. Bloomberg comes off as the guy who says, please, where's my valet? I'm smart, you're dumb. Trump comes off as the guy who will give you a nickname, Little Michael, and call you dumb. Trump's the guy who will say, I can shoot someone in Times Square and still win. Bloomberg is the guy who will say, get rid of those guns. All I'm saying. So, I'm a dummy. Let me ask you, Bloomberg, Trump, Bloomberg versus Trump. Anything? Any buzz? Any vibe? Can he win? Can he compete? Or is he wasting his money? 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Give me a buzz next. I could throw money at it. Someone called this morning and said he was getting in too late in the game. I don't believe that. What happens is they throw $100 million. He throws $100 million. If he's worth $50 billion, as Rob suggests, and Rob's right, so... Man, you throw $100 million into TV ads and you're in the game. That's the way it works, man. TV and digital, overnight. I'm curious. I saw his name. He's a big name. He's been dancing around this. I'll tell you what, nothing personal about someone's age, but he's another octogenarian almost. He's 78. So, if elected, he'd be close to 80. Man. Hey, man, I know some 80-year-olds that could run circles around 40-year-olds. However, comma, I was telling my wife, even with me, well, you know, battling cancer, things break down and your body changes forever. But, man, I just turned 60 and things are different. I'm just saying, to have a president who's 80, man, I don't know. Same with Biden, I mean. All right, so let's do it. Let's go to the phones. I want to keep a little score here. Let me make sure I have my little pen and paper. I don't know why I go Southern when I start keeping score. Trump? I'm curious. Bloomberg? I bet you a lot of folks don't even know him. Michael Bloomberg. Unless you pay attention. I mean, he's not out there much. Hey, Ron, my friend in Catania. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Hey, the things that you're talking about have all of a sudden reminded me of 1996 when Bob Dole ran against Bill Clinton. Same scenario. Bob Dole was the Michael Bloomberg. Very nice guy, very successful what he did. But he was running up against a president with a lot of warts, but was very popular. And that's exactly what we see right now.
Well, Trump's not popular. It's pushing 40% now.
Well, I think he is. When I talk to my Republican friends, he's solid. There's nobody saying, "Yeah, we need a new candidate." He is solid.
No, he's solid. Hold on. He's solid in your party, but his numbers are lower than they've been since he became president overall.
Well, his Rasmussen poll just went back up to 50% from
43. Ron, are we going to talk about polls, or are we going to talk about him versus Bloomberg? What do you say?
I agree with you. Bloomberg is very boring, very successful guy, but you're right. I think he's too liberal for who I want as a president.
Plus, no zip, Ron. He has no zip. Right?
Right. I'm a salesman, Marty, and people buy off me a lot because I'm enthusiastic about my product.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trump is, whatever you call him, he's enthusiastic.
Yep. No, I get it. I'm curious what people think about this. Bloomberg, Trump. They're saying he'll jump in, I guess, as early as Monday. But it's all over the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, the whole world's talking about it. Bloomberg versus Trump, 866-391-1020. Curious. Bloomberg, Trump. Hey, Chris, thanks for your patience. Good morning.
How you doing, Marty?
I'm always good, man.
Hey, I think you're overthinking this. I think they're complicated. It, to me, it comes down to the stock market.
Nice.
If it stays near 30,000, he's a shoo-in. If it tanks, he'll be out the door.
Just the market, because only half of Americans have their money in the market. Is it the economy? Is it jobs?
It don't matter. It don't matter. It was the same thing as with Obama and McCain. You know, Obama was better for 401ks.
Just like James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Absolutely.
No, I agree with Chris, by the way. I think that unless something dramatic happens in the economy, I don't care if Trump's impeached. It won't matter. He'll be impeached in the House, but the Senate won't do it. So he'll run, he'll crush the Democrat and move into another 4 years. Just my take, as long as the economy's strong. Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Absolutely. It's all going to come down to what the stock market does in the economy, because it all falls suit. If the stock market crashes, people lose their jobs, everybody wants to change, you know, make things better.
Yep.
That's how it works.
No, I get it. Basic stuff. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
All right, man. I can't argue with that. Bloomberg, however, will be good debating Trump. He's just as cocky, he's just as strong-willed, and he's smarter. And he'll fight. Hey, man, I don't know. I obviously don't have the answers here. I'm just kind of curious about this. It's actually kind of exciting. I know the leading Democrats, they're getting antsy about this. Because Bloomberg can throw as much money at it as he wants. And money is all that ends up mattering in some cases. Hey, Brad and Cranberry, thanks for your patience.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man.
Definitely Trump.
Yeah.
I think the thing going against Trump right now is he's unpopular with people. Yeah. I don't see Bloomberg being any more popular.
Nice.
And if we could just step back and get people to listen to the facts and the numbers of what Trump has done with unemployment and, you know, with the wages going up, it's a no-brainer.
I don't want to speak for you, Brad, but the impeachment jargon is irrelevant to you, right?
I feel that right now the Democrats are doing whatever they can to get him out of office, and they don't care. They just hate him so bad. I think that it's personal. I'm tired of them wasting my tax money on this.
I get it.
This is not what they were elected and put in office, even if they're appointees. It's not what they're there to do.
I get it. Hey, Brett, thanks, man.
Wait.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Not one person out there says Bloomberg's the guy. You know what's interesting? I saw him, not Bloomberg, I saw one of the CBS anchors on with Colbert last night. He said Bloomberg was in, and no one in the audience clapped. Not even a smattering of applause. I'm curious. I wonder how he polls nationally. Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, worth $50 billion. You know Bloomberg News, all that? The Bloomberg Report? Zillionaire. Versus Trump, 866-391-1020. Who wins among the arrogant heavyweights?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.